Dad log, stardate 07312018. Good afternoon, fam. Apologies for the late dad log. I lost track of time. My PC once again was acting up. I have no idea how that happens, but welcome to broadcasting. I feel like if it's not one thing, it's another. But I've got that fixed and ready for tonight. I'm excited to be casting some more PC Warframe. Let's get after it. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, mixer.com/DadXGotXGame. I look forward to seeing y'all there. So I want to talk about something, and I'm going to put it up front. This is extremely my opinion, okay? This is my perspective on a certain practice that I've seen happening as of late. And it has more to do with the update to the Mixer partner statistics, but not just that, it's been a thing that I noticed on Twitch as well, right? And that's the notion of indicating that you're on a partner push, or indicating that you're on the road to, right, X number of followers, whatever the case might be. Again, I don't know how effective it is. I've never personally done it, and I wanted to at least give an opinion or a reason why I don't think that that is a good advertising method, right? I know that we want to, or I know that it's important to be transparent with your community, right? I am transparent with my community when it comes to my goals, right? I want to do this full time. I want to reach these milestones. I want to achieve these certain things, right? Where I draw the line, though, is that I don't generally put those things in Twitter posts. I don't generally put those things in my going live posts. I don't put those things in my stream titles. And the reason why is that I don't want there to ever be someone who comes by my channel and looks at my stream title and says, I'm just a number to him. I don't ever want someone to come across my going live tweet on Twitter and have them go, he's on the road for follows. He's not on the road for me. And again, this is just my opinion. This is just my perspective. But when I see other broadcasters do that, I personally have this feeling like, ick, they're just going for follows, right? They're focused on the pure numbers instead of the people that are actually there. Okay. This is, and again, I wanted to lay it out. This is completely opinion, right? But I wanted to offer a little bit of a perspective. And if this is something that you do, and you have a reason why you do it or a thought process behind why you do it, I'd love to hear it in the comments, right? I wouldn't mind this turning into more of a discussion around why you put this in your stream title or why you put this in your going live. Because again, perspective I think is king. And I think the more that we can gain perspective from each other, the more we can learn and grow as broadcasters and as people, right? So leave me a comment in the comments below. If you use this in your stream titles or your going live tweets, if you don't use it and why, I would love to hear. I think for me, again, my opinion on it is that, I feel like it's very focused on the numbers and less focused on what I personally think should be focused on. And that's the people that are actually there. It's always good to have milestones. I talked about milestones in my last dad log, and how important it is to have those milestones, right? But I think writing those milestones down or having them be the front and center focus of content you create. And realistically, if you post a tweet, you're creating content. Your stream title is a part of your content, right? So if that's the first impression that you're giving people, I feel like that could be off-putting and could give people the wrong impression of why you're doing what you're doing. All right. That's my quick opinion piece on using your milestones as your stream titles and your tweets. Like I said, I would love to hear from you. I'd like this to be more of a conversation about this because everyone has a different perspective on it. So make sure you leave me a comment in the comments below. If you're enjoying these dad logs, make sure that you like and follow on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And again, I would love to hear from you on this particular topic. If you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and subscription would be much appreciated. But most importantly, if you find that, or if you think someone would find value in the dad logs or in this particular podcast episode, make sure you share it with them. Let them know where they can find it. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all of the major podcast platforms. I appreciate y'all. Happy Tuesday. We'll see you tonight. Mixer.com/DadXGotXGame. I'll see you there, fam. God bless.